Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Continuing with the section on remembering death and curtailing long, long aspiration, long, long hopes. So today's hadith on Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam أكثروا ذكر هازم اللذات يعني الموت رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن. Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu narrates that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that abundantly remember the destroyer of pleasures. In other words, death. Remember death. Abundantly remember the destroyer of pleasures. In other words, death. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it such that this mind of ours that He has given us is a very powerful tool we've got. Very, very powerful. If the mind is applied in the correct way, you find that same person is very happy, he's very jolly, he's a very excitable person. But when that mind starts taking negative energies, when that mind starts thinking negatively, that same person you'll find is a depressed person. So Allah Ta'ala has given us a mind that is very powerful. If that mind is used correctly, it will take us towards akhirat, it will take us towards a'mal, it will take us towards good deeds. And if that same mind isn't corrected, that same mind now will take us towards bad deeds, it will take us towards wrong things, and it will take us offline. So therefore, it is very important for a person to get his thinking right. And one very, very effective way of getting our thinking right is this hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam: abundantly remember that thing that will destroy pleasures, that is death. Abundantly, when a person remembers this, it helps him to come onto course. My Ustad Hazrat Mufti Sahib gives some examples of this. He says, just imagine we are having, for example, a braai in the backyard somewhere. And all the friends are there, family is there, it's so exciting. The meat is on the braai stand and the cool drinks are there, the salads are there, the food is there, there's so much of excitement. And suddenly one janaza comes and 2-3 meters away from the braai stand, the janaza is left. See, we're just waiting for the hearse to come, if you can just keep the janaza here for us for a short while. For those moments that the janaza is there, say it's there for half an hour, for 1 hour, what happens to the whole mood there of that bride? Suddenly that whole mood is gone somber. Everyone is gone serious. What happened? One janaza came and was left there. Now this is just a janaza. It's not the actual person remembering his own death. Not a person that's going through the walk of his own death. What is going to happen to me? It's just someone else's janaza is there. And automatically that whole mood now becomes somber. That is the power of the thinking of death. There's just something that is there. Or he gives another example. He says that one person has got a very luxurious hearse, not an ordinary hearse, a Rolls Royce hearse. And he tells us that, listen, that they're doing some repair work here in my yard. Can I park my hearse that I use for the burials and all? Can I just park it in your yard for 1 week? I'm going overseas 2 weeks. Can I just park it in your yard? Nice, good hearse. What will we tell that person? Say, bhai, please. Everyone is going to think that there's a janaza in my house. Automatically people are going to go past. Everyone is going to get worried to see the hearse parked here in the yard. So just the hearse parking in our yard also creates a little bit of a worry, it creates a concern, it creates neighbors are looking, everyone, what happened? So this is the thing of moth. Allah Ta'ala has made it so powerful that automatically thing that's so, supposed to be exciting like that braai, etc., people become more somber, people become less excitable. So like that, if a person goes through this experience of moth mentally every night, what our ulama call the people of tasawwuf encourages muraqabah, moth. A person actually does a mental walkthrough of death. Every night before he sleeps, he does this walkthrough. How effective and how powerful this will be. And ulama explained very simply what a person needs to do is before going to sleep, every night just visualize what will happen when I pass away. And then the example they give, the person thinks to himself that when, if I pass away, then the family all around, someone will come to examine me. Then some family person will come or some doctor will come and close my eyes. My feet will be tied. Then I'll be taken away for ghusl. Then that same clothes that I used to take out every time, now those clothes will be taken off my body. The same shoes that I would take out, those shoes will be taken off. And now I'll be put on a ghusl table. The person is visualizing step by step. People will come. Then some people will be crying. Other people will be there that will be participating in the ghusl. Now they'll wash my body. And now this body will be wrapped up. I no more can put my own clothes on. Somebody else will have to put this kafan on for me. Then I will be taken. Janaza salah will be performed. And the person is visualizing all this now. Then I'll be taken to the qabrustan. I'll be put into that qabr. Sand will be thrown over my body. And then I'll be able to hear the family that is leaving now. The family people that are leaving. The last steps also I'll be able to hear them leaving the Qabrustan. The angel of death will come, not the angel of death, the malaika of the Qabr will come, and now they will start the questioning, Man Rabbuk, Ma Deenuk, Man Hadhi Rajul, Man Hadhi Rajul, who is this person? Referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. All these questions will come, and the person is visually, how am I going to answer it? If every night a person goes to sleep like this, it's very effective to get our alignment right as far as our akhirat is concerned, as far as our deen is concerned. So therefore Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is showing us a powerful tool. Yes, we're living in a world where we are caught up every day by billboards and advertisements in the dunya, but one powerful tool to act as an antidote to all that poison that is coming during the day is this, أَكْثِرُ ذِكْرَ حَازِمِ اللَّذَّاتِ يَعْنِي الْمَوْتِ, that frequently think about death, think about that stages of death, the steps of death, what is going to happen, and then after that I'm going to lie there, dependent on only the amal that I did before I passed away. I can't expect other people to send for me. If they send for me, that is nurun ala nur, but what I have done for myself is what a benefit I will find in the qabr. So when a person starts thinking like this, and every day he thinks like this, at least few minutes every night before he sleeps, then what happens is it makes him, mot se pehle, in Arabic they say, mot se pehle mara, in Arabic, mutu qabla anta mutu, that die before you die. In other words, go take a walk through of death before you actually experience death. At least this will help us to get our affairs in order. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.